records, phonograph, gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead and dance in there by the record machine.
Jukebox music.
Jukebox.
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 Played by the DJ.
Here goes the last DJ.
Crackle, crackle.
Pop, pop.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, Happy New Year. But as we start 2016, it's not the same old Lang Syne. With a little sadness, we round out 2015 in music with a look back at the loss over the past week of a couple of interesting characters in the vinyl and rock experience, Motorhead's Lemmy Kilmister and the Easy Beats, Stevie Wright. Some rarities, vinyl exclusives, solo recordings, snippets from their salad days. We'll put them together in a mix, along with a few other things. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Dandy, dandy, where you gonna go now? Who you gonna run to?
There's actually some debate as to whether Lemmy Kilmister plays guitar. He was a bass player in Motorhead on the Rockin' Vickers version of Dandy by the Kinks, but nonetheless, he was in the band, and it's a wonderful artifact from that time, and probably the only instance in which you would say Lemmy Kilmister and Herman's Hermits in the same sentence. Herman's Hermits, of course, had the original hit version of the song that was given to them by the Kinks in 1966. Well, there's no question that Lemmy is very much front and center on Hawkwind, Silver Machine. Lemmy in the pre-Motorhead days on The Vinyl Experience.
We'll be right back.
That's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
Motorhead, Ace of Spades from the LP British Steel. Of all heavy metal bands, they knew how to swing. They were more rooted in rock and roll than any, and there was a lot of punk attitude as well. Certainly in Lenny Kilmister's philosophy of, to quote the immortal Spinal Tap line, as spoken by Viv Savage in the film, to have a good time all the time. Yes, you pay for it in the end, but at the end, you've had a good time. I get it. It's not for the faint of heart. Rest in peace, Lemmy Kilmister.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. They just don't go. Freddy goes too slow. I'll have Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in the city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight. She is out of sight to me.
Vinyl Experience now remembers another unsung hero of rock and roll who passed away along with Lenny Kilmister in the very last week of 2015, Stevie Wright, the high soaring voice of the Australian pop rock group The Easy Beats, who are immortal for their song Friday on My Mind, which has spawned a number of interesting cover versions, and we'll touch those. But first, let's hear what Stevie was able to do when he broke away from the band in his 1974 outing as Little Stevie, Not to be confused with either Wonder or Van Zandt, Stevie Wright released a song, which is really kind of a suite of music, called Evie, an 11-minute single. How did they squeeze it onto one side? Well, it was an international sensation for a guy who never really got his due in the United States, but it's one of the indelible voices of the vinyl experience. Little Stevie and Evie, remembering Stevie Wright.
So much to say, But if you know me well, you'd understand the way I do. Evie must be a better way to say the things I feel, the love I only know with you. But I don't know what it is that makes me feel the way I do. Shining down, my eyes are open now. I see so much I never knew. Evie, I wanna thank you now. Child, so much a part of me and you. Oh, I don't know what it is that makes me feel the way I do. Oh, Evie. Much in love with you.
Yeah.
vital experience looking back on the solo career of Stevie Wright, the voice of the Easy Beats and the singer of the classic song Friday on My Mind, who went out on his own in the mid-70s with a single called Evie and a new identity as Little Stevie. He would also figure in an Australian production of Jesus Christ Superstar, but sadly his later years were not very fruitful. Still, that Easy Beat song stands frozen in time and has inspired so many outside of the original British, including Australian Invasion. Let's jump ahead a decade to the heart of the punk years, exactly 10 years after the release of the original Friday on My Mind. London punks it up in the UK.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Come on Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I've got Friday on my mind.
I'm right.
You knew it was a universal hit if the Shadows covered it. Their version of Friday on My Mind. Before that, the punk group London, who recorded their version of the song in the very same IBC studio that the Easy Beats cut the original in 1966. This iconic song has had influence in subtle ways in other eras and other kinds of music, and to my ear, here is a pretty plain example.
Et la fille que j'ai choisie. 5 jours à traîner, tout est à recommencer, oui. Je travaille du soir au matin, et pourtant je ne suis rien. Aujourd'hui rien ne va, mais demain ça ira.
Vital Experience, more proof of the universality of the song Friday on My Mind, reinvented in French as Vendredi Mon Cède by Eric Saint Laurent. Before that, the French group Phoenix riffing a bit on the Friday on My Mind lick in their song Listomania. And wrapping up an exploration of this song that you just can't get tired of. It's one of those tunes as a kid that I would play over and over and over again. Well, let's play it one more time. And this very famous cover version from the record called Pinups by David Bowie.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to like me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I've got Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in my city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight. She's out of sight. Nothing else that bugs me more than working for the rich man. Hey, I changed that scene one day. Today I might be mad. Tomorrow I'll be glad. Cause I'll have Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in the city. Yeah.
Happy New Year from The Vital Experience and George Harrison's celebratory song from 1974's Dark Horse and Ding Dong, and you too before that with a unique U.S. 12-inch single remix of New Year's Day, and a January hymn by the Decemberists.
On a winter Sunday I go to clear away the snow and green the ground below. April all an ocean away, is this the better way to spend the day, keeping the winter at bay? What were the words I meant to say before you left, when I could see your breath leap where you were going to? Maybe I should just let it be, and maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January, oh. How I lived a childhood in snow and all my teens in tow, stuffed in strata of clothes. Pale the winter days after dark, wandering the gray memorial park, a fleeting beating of hearts. What were the words I meant to say before she left, when I could see her breath lead where she going to? Maybe I should just let it be, and maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, January, oh, January.
Streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay, resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August dies she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
And that's The Vital Experience. New Year's is all about looking ahead as well as looking back, and we did just that with Simon and Garfunkel's Survey of the Seasons in April Come She Will, and the Decemberists and January Hymn. My prayer to you for a great new year is for everything to move forward, but at the same time, we can look back into the archives and check out some older Vinyl Experience shows at prn.fm and rtds.ca. As I count my blessings in 2015, the debut of the Vinyl Experience Station on iHeartRadio. I hope you've checked that out with your iHeartRadio app on your phone or stream it online. And of course, follow me on social media via Twitter and the Vinyl Experience Radio Show Facebook page. I'm Paul Cavalcante. Happy New Year.